Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Yesterday, we began a new chapter in Chelsea's love life, aka Radio Novela, on 97.1 Amp Radio.
On 97.1 Amp Radio.
And it's called Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Y el chistoso en la gran manzana.
And the funny guy in the Big Apple.
So basically what happened is that Chelsea had to go to NYC this week covering an awesome event with Billboard about amazing women in music. Mm-hmm. And Brian's like, yo, this is a great idea. I got an awesome comedian friend out there. He's single. Chelsea's single. Totally outside her normal type.
Definitely.
We should get them to go on a blind date.
100%.
So yesterday, you heard them meet for the first time via the phone. It was a little bit like speed dating, but live on the radio, like our hookup hotline. And man, it was awesome. He's definitely different. Listen to this.
All right, Max, what do you like to do on a day off?
Sleep. Lots of sleep. I don't like to do much. I'm a real, real relaxing guy.
Okay.
But Chelsea, what's your favorite smoked meat?
Smoked meat?
Yeah.
I guess I would have to say smoked chicken. I don't know.
All right, so let's be honest, Brian. You got hammered on text messages by people just calling you out, like, "How could you do this to Chelsea?" A lot of people were saying, "Don't go on this date, Chelsea," because the listeners decide if they wanted to go or not.
Well, and they're very invested in Chelsea's love life. But here's the problem: we rattled off the roster of D-bags that we've talked about on the radio this year, and they don't treat her right, and they're just like, they're flaky, they're the worst. And I'm like, Max is a funny dude.
Yeah,
he's a different guy. You know, it's New York. He's like, you know, she's gonna have to haul herself all the way to Brooklyn for the date, and people were like, "Oh, he doesn't look like he'd be a match for her." And I'm like, "That's the thing, man. It's not about the looks. He's a funny dude. I've toured with this guy. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. He's great."
But some people were totally for it. Listen to this, Denise from Van Nuys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Should Chelsea go on this date? Yay or nay?
Yes, he probably has the best smoked meat he's ever had.
Okay.
There you go. There's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Max, good morning. Thank you for being on with us.
Hey, how we doing?
Oh, sounds pretty confident.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, Max, for those of our listeners that obviously can't see you and haven't checked you out on Instagram at Eating Burgers.
I look terrible.
That's not true, Max.
No, that's not true.
Hold on, I just fell on the floor. I got to recover. All right, we'll take it from there. Let's get an update on the date. What happened last night? And Brian, you're going to kick it off because producer Brad, you seriously let Brian try to organize the date?
Okay, it was a 50-50 deal.
Come on, bro.
That was the problem.
Okay.
Really the problem.
Okay, hold on. I thought I had it all locked up. I'm trying to navigate everybody's schedules here, okay? Chelsea's very busy out in New York. Max is a working comedian. He's got stuff to do. Like, I'm trying to puzzle piece this thing together. So, apparently, I get a phone call. I'm in the studio. I get a phone call at like 5 p.m. West Coast. It's 8 o'clock. Date's supposed to be happening in like 5 minutes. Max is like, "Oh my God, you never, I didn't know I was supposed to be there at 8. I thought 9. And I'm like, "Dude, you blew it, Max. You're blowing it. No. I'm like, "How could you blow it like this?" And then I realized I didn't actually tell Max that we told Chelsea 8:15.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, my bad.
So that's how it started out.
So let's pick it up from there. Where did you guys meet up, Chelsea, that you were waiting for Max?
So it was this this little bar in Brooklyn that was it was funny because on the way there, even my Uber driver was like, "Where are we going?" Because it was sort of like, and it took me a solid hour to get there.
You know you're in trouble when your Uber driver is freaking out.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Where is this guy? Where does he want to meet me? Like, I'm so confused right now. So instantly I'm like kind of annoyed. I get there and we're texting and I'm like, "Okay, I'll be there at 8. He's like, "Oh, shoot. Well, I'll see what I can do now at this point." And I'm like, "All right, well, I'm literally like walking in." So I, you know, sit at the bar, get myself a drink, and about, I think Max showed up about like 8:30-ish.
That's pretty good. Yeah, because he doesn't take long getting ready, right, Max?
Well, I was leaving looking at an apartment, so I didn't really have a choice. I was really looking forward to getting in the shower, cleaning up, looking better than I did. But thanks, Brian. I appreciate that.
That shows so, good character, though, there.
I got you,
you know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, yeah. Instead of making myself look better, I don't want to keep this girl waiting. Yeah. That's a great sign of a great man right there, Chels.
So I felt bad because so when Max walked in, like he was super flustered and like instantly he's like, I'm so sorry. He's apologizing. And he's like, oh my God, like Brian, like this and Brian that. And like, you know, he sits down. And he's like, I need a drink. And then all of a sudden, like all these people are coming up to him and like high fiving him and hugging him.
Wow.
And I'm like, I must have had like a confused look on my face because he looks at me and he goes, oh no, Brian didn't tell you. This is my comedy show tonight, did he? And I'm like, what? I'm like, wait, you're performing tonight? And he's like, yeah, in like 30 minutes. And he's like, oh, shoot. And then he like feels even worse about it. And so we're sitting there, we're like, let's just have a drink.
Oh, my
Cheers.
Bad. Another detail that slips my mind.
Brian, you got to be kidding me. Will you sabotage your boy, Max?
Hey, you know what? If she's going to go on a date with a comedian.
Not the first time, won't be the last.
I wanted her to have an authentic go on a date with a comedian experience where, hey, my girlfriend had to go through it. You got to sit at a comedy show, some weird bar show in Brooklyn.
And buy at least two drinks.
Exactly.
Max, what was your impression of Chelsea, man? How would you talk about her in the sense of as a woman, as a date? What are your thoughts?
The most patient and understanding person I've ever gone on a first date with. I would have left. If I were in her shoes, I would have left the second I found out that there was a comedy show going on.
That's awesome, Chelsea.
I was on the show and I wanted to leave.
So you do the show. Chelsea, was this comedy good? Were you impressed? Were you like,
yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's my man up there rocking it right now.
Yeah, no, he did a really great job. He, like, warned me before. He's like, just so you know, this is usually, like, the type of show because it's such a small audience there. No one's really paying attention. He's like, it's kind of the show that afterwards you're like, why am I doing this, man? Why do I do comedy? And so it was funny. He kind of, like, prepped me for that. And everyone who went up there, like, even before him and after, they also kind of said the same thing. They felt very defeated after they performed. But, no, but I think Max was very funny. Max did a great job. I was laughing a lot.
Chelsea, oh, you're too kind.
This has been the best date review we've had all year of you going out with any dude.
I honestly feel like there's hope.
So where do we stand before we wrap up? How did the date wrap up? Max, go ahead and take it, bro.
Well, Chelsea told me where she was staying. I was like, that is too far for you to be out here. And I walked her to her Uber. We had a very wonderful hug. And that was about it.
Chelsea, is that correct?
Yeah, I know. It was honestly, I had a really good time. Like, Max is a super cool, genuine, down-to-earth guy, really funny, and we just had really good conversation about life and the pursuit of happiness, and it was really fun. Like,
wow.
I genuinely had a really fun time.
Okay, you just got friend-zoned, Max.
not the first time, we'll be late.
Chelsea, Max, thank you guys for giving this a shot. Chelsea, anything in the future, friend-zoning?
Well, I mean, I live in L.A.
Yeah, that's true.
And he lives
here. And I live in New York.
I'm sure Max would be willing. I got a couch, Max.
Great. I've got a plane ticket already.
We'll make it work. But I have a feeling Brian somehow mess up the address and show up to somebody else's apartment.
Maybe.
I would say we did bond over venting about Brian for a good solid 15 minutes and how he messed up the whole date. So that was definitely a highlight.
Say a lot of things about me, but I bring people together.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.